Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
From pillar to post and everything in between, this is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
That's right, Matt Hankins, and I know I say it a lot, but we've got a big show tonight. I know we've had bigger shows, but we have a pretty good lineup of guests tonight. We've got Rocky King, who is a local mainstay in the wrestling scene. He was part of Jim Crockett Promotions, then World Championship Wrestling, and now he's doing a show this Saturday. He did one a few months ago with John Rocker. Yeah, I wasn't able to attend that one, but he's got a show this Saturday where he and John Rocker, yes, John Rocker, former Atlanta Brave baseball player John Rocker, are tag teaming against Mr. Hughes, Curtis Hughes, and Superstar 2. So we will talk to him about that a little later. After that, we've got Chikara's Sugar Dunkerton, who will be part of Pro Wrestling Resurrection's Speed Memorial six-man tag showcase on Sunday, where we may be doing a live broadcast. We're still trying to find out for sure if we will be able to do that from that facility. And then we've got the voice of reason, Chuck Porterfield, who people know from Anarchy Wrestling, Platinum Championship Wrestling, and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. He will be the referee this Saturday for the PCW title match between former champion Mason and current and former champion Shane Marks. And before we get into anything else, there's a few things I want to mention real quick. We've talked about it quite a bit here on Georgia Wrestling Now. But TNA Gut Check, let me find it. It will not be returning to Georgia, but it'll be nearby in North Carolina somewhere. Sorry, I had the email pulled up and now I've lost it. Here it is. It will be in Fayetteville, North Carolina on February 2nd. Which is a Saturday at the Crown Coliseum from 2 to 4 p.m. You can sign up by January 28th at tnagutcheck.com. And I would encourage that because we've had Crew Jones talk about it quite a bit recently. We had a whole show or half a show dedicated to Gut Check right after it happened here in Georgia, in Gainesville, and it sounds like a legitimate way to possibly break into the next level of pro wrestling for all the local guys that are working hard and looking for a payoff.
Nothing else, you can find out what you need to be doing to get better.
That's right, yeah. Sounds like they give a lot of good feedback on everything ranging from gimmicks to promos to in-ring ability. And you're learning from people like D'Lo Brown and Al Snow and Simon Diamond.
Pat Kenny.
Yes, which is who we talked to here a few months ago. We already have someone. Let me see who we have calling. Hey, who's this?
Larry Goodman.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Hey, it's that guy.
What's going on, Larry Goodman?
Jonathan Williams, I got a very full show tonight, but I just wanted to touch on, and I know this is Georgia Wrestling Now, but there's an amazing story coming out of Nashville, Tennessee with Crossfire Wrestling, and the letter, which was not necessarily supposed to be made public, but was made public, that the owner, Marcus Pastoria, sent out to the talent about his inability to pay the talent from the January 5th show. The letter he sent out to them, the email is on Georgia GWH News. It's up there right now. And it's a little convoluted, but it's quite an amazing story that he's attempting to tell there. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at that, but, I mean, here's a guy who's been running shows for over a year and drawing anywhere between 800 and 1,500 people a show. You know, he's brought in people, you know, like Mick Foley, Roddy Piper, Bret Hart, and he comes to the show last Saturday, and according to his email, his check for $25,000 that he deposited in the bank didn't clear, and he walked into the show with no money at all and gave everybody post-dated checks. And it's quite a story. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I see where you posted that. I've actually been talking to him about having him or some of their talent call in, because they've got, it's not too far from Georgia, and they've got a TV deal, supposedly, and I see
supposedly
some of the names you just mentioned are part of those shows, and we're working on setting something up for February, maybe, to have someone from Crossfire call in, but
we're going to take a cash deposit on that, then. Cash deposit up front.
Well, here's the most amazing part of the story that I did want to mention, is that his claim is that the check did clear by Tuesday after the show, but that some person who's a trusted wrestler or a person involved with the company said that they could triple his money in 3 days.
Oh, no.
And he gave, according to the, yes. So according to the story, the check cleared, he got the $25,000, but gave half that money to this individual to invest with the idea that he would triple his money in 3 days and then have enough money to cover his March show. And that didn't happen, and the guy said it was in a CD. Now, if either of you guys know of any legal investment that will triple your money in 3 months, let me know, much less 3 days. But this is the story that's being told. And supposedly the gentleman who did the supposed investing was told, you got to call the talent and explain what happened. And he called him, and people started giving him a lot of grief. And he said, I'm out of here, and supposedly just kept the money.
I hope he bet on Notre Dame. That's what I hope he did.
So hopefully, Jonathan, I hope you can have him on the show. It'd be really interesting to hear what comes out of this. His letter ends by saying he's going to make it good to the people that he still owes money to. So we will see.
It's a bad time to be wrestling in Nashville. It's all picked up and moves, and now this thing happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible because he says he doesn't have a car. And he lost his car in this situation, and You know, all the appearances of running successful shows month after month.
I was having a conversation with somebody about that very show this very weekend about, I think they're doing great. You know, they're drawing and they're doing this and that, and it's all gone, so they got the whole town to themselves. Where was I wrong?
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, we did get our awards got several mentions on the Peach State show Saturday night. Rick Michaels claimed that he should be the Entertainer of the Year. Of course, we don't have an Entertainer of the Year award, but that's what he claimed. And said it on the mic, and I'm sure people were sitting there wondering, like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, well, last year Nemesis was campaigning to be Heel of the Year, which is another category we don't have. So.
But it was legitimately mentioned, of course, that Shane Knowles was the Promoter of the Year, and Kyle Matthews, who's coming to their next show, was the Overall Wrestler of the Year. So those were correctly stated.
All right. Well, I think Rick Michaels was probably referring to the category that Crew Jones won. Is that Overall Performer?
That's what I thought he was referring to, yes.
Because I got a few texts from him about that prior to Saturday's show, so just asking who votes, how the process works, this and that, and so I'm guessing he was getting at something since it came up at that Peach State. But there's always
next year.
I guess this year technically. There's always this year if you want to start campaigning now, Rick or anyone else for that matter. I do think the exotic ones are probably very likely to win something for 2013. They came on pretty strong the last half of 2012, but the fact that they're united as a foursome now with Dave Wills, and they were clearly a big part of probably why Shane Knowles won Promoter of the Year, I would assume. And Rick Michaels is still racking up title after title across the state. So I guess I can see his argument there.
I see his point. When you wrestle for every promotion, I think he's got a foot in the door for this one.
Well, they certainly were the most entertaining thing about the Peach Day show, so Saturday night. And, guys, you haven't lived until you've seen 65-year-old Chick Donovan put out there as one of your top baby faces.
I didn't know who that was. I thought it was Randy the Ram. I was just about to ask you who was that. I'm glad to find out. And it looks like he lost a little hair. Did that happen? Did they cut some of his hair?
Yes, they did. The hair cutting was pretty awesome. But him running out and running off all the exotic ones with no weapon, that was not so awesome.
Oh, well. You never can tell the exotic ones what they're...
No.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Larry. Are you going to stay on the rest of the show, or did you want to mention that? Larry?
Yes.
Larry just took a drive by. There he is.
I said, would you like to stay on and talk to Rocky King? And
I wouldn't mind hanging on if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Hang in with us, Larry. Well, you're always welcome here.
You should be calling any minute. But I did not go to Peach State. I read your report, though, Larry. I went to NWA Atlanta for the first time.
I was just
going to
ask you about that.
And it was five matches, which is probably good. They had a pretty good crowd, I'd say close to 200. And it definitely was setting up the next show in 2 weeks. There was sort of a double main event, one right before intermission and one at the end of the show, both of which ended in kind of no contest sort of fashion. Crew Jones defended the NWA Atlanta Heavyweight Championship against Bill the Butcher, and they Memphis style fought into the concession stand and out the front door. And so the next event will have a rematch, but it'll be a lumberjack match. And then the main event was AJ Steele defending the NWA Atlanta Georgia Heavyweight Championship against a guy called Payne, who was actually very impressive. Have you ever seen this guy?
He's kind of a short guy, but he's really big, right? Really, you know, big round guy.
Yeah, but he's stronger than you might expect.
Upon seeing him for the first time, you might think, what in the world is this? And then that quickly goes away because he moves like a jungle cat in there and tough as nails, too. I mean, he gave AJ Steele all he could handle, that's for sure.
Yeah. And that match concluded with AJ Steele smashing a steel chair, which appeared to be autographed by Bobby Hayes and Rick Michaels. He smashed the chair on Payne's head, and that was a disqualification. So I believe that set up a no DQ or some sort of weapons allowed match for the next event in 2 weeks.
And before the drive-by happens, somebody better mention that it was the NWA Atlanta debut of Shane Marks and Jagged Edge as well.
Right, and they had an impressive showing. Actually, Matt Sells filled in for Rick Michaels with Bobby Hayes, and I don't think the tag titles were on the line, but it was definitely an impressive debut and an impressive return to the ring for the Jagged Edge. I believe that was his first match back. He had that.
He looked like he's healed up. He did manage to catch Matt Sells off the top rope and hold him there, and they absolutely demolished him with what I believe the finisher is called Hard Times. Some crazy neck breaker apparatus that just poor Matt Sells. What a way to come back.
Yeah, Matt just returned the previous weekend, so yeah.
Hey, speaking of Shane Marks, an excellent showing, probably his best showing so far in Rampage on this week's TV in the three-way with Mike Cruz and Kyle Matthews.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was actually thrilled with that, and it was, as much as I might dislike him, I've never knocked his talent, and man, did he put on the dog in that one. He kind of isolated Kyle Matthews outside and tried to pick the bones of the youngster, but you know, Kyle being resilient as always, you couldn't keep him out long enough to get the win. So it was a nice match.
Well, we had what I believe was Rocky King on. I was about to bring him on, and then, oh, maybe this is him. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Is this Rocky?
Hello. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
Not bad. You're talking to Larry Goodman, Matt Hankins, and Jonathan Williams. So
how y'all doing? Yo, man. Y'all doing okay tonight?
I'm
doing well.
Doing well.
Larry,
good. See, y'all talking a little wrestling going on here.
That's right. You've got some wrestling coming up on Saturday, I hear.
Yeah, we got a little show going for the home events. We're going to be in the Cobb Civic Center, start at 5, from 5 to 8. The money going to the home events. We got a couple programs we've been working with. One of them is PACE, and one of them is VEO. I think it's all on Facebook. And so I got John Rocker coming out to help me. Roswell Baptist Church and Mariel, they'll be out helping me. We got Pepsi, one of the sponsors. We got J.R. Crickets downtown helping us out. It's going to be a great night.
Well, I think the question that a lot of people have been asking me, at least, is how did John Rocker get involved with a pro wrestling event? He was part of another did a few months back.
Well, John is a personal friend of mine. John, I know that kind of weird and believe John. But go ahead, y'all, hit me with the question. But let me just. I know that's a hard couple, but you know what it is, what it is. Let me slow down because I know people have a hard time understanding me. But yeah, John, time to pick that. I play golf with Otis, John. All guys, we play charity golf, and I've been playing with them for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years now, and we do all kinds of stuff, and built up charity, and a lot of the guys, you know, from the Braves, they've been really supportive of what I do. A lot of times they'll donate money or come out and help me, and when we don't start playing golf together, and I told him about the refs, and he was like, you know, he wanted to wrestle. I'm like, you showed him what you wanted to do, and yes, so I've been training them, you know, little step by step, but he's a great athlete. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
You're going into battle with John Rocker as your partner, and like you said, you know, you kind of trained and bring him along, but you're fighting some veterans in there. Are you worried a little bit?
Well, man, you know what the weird thing about all this is? John Rocker is a hell of an athlete. I mean, John Rocker. Unbelievable. Got a great little body. I've been training with him in the gym. He's a great athlete. I mean, you'd be surprised, a lot of baseball players. I don't want to make sure I get kicked at home when I go out on the golf course by some of my baseball players. But you know, most of them, shoulders. This guy is really a great athlete. He's a great athlete. I have to give him credit, you know. He's really a great athlete. And he's going to do well.
Just big and country strong.
Well, you know, Danny, what it is. No, it's going to be a great night, guys. We do family entertainment. I know I heard a little bit, I call in, and guys jumping on the top rope and all that. That's great, you know, and I'm all great for anybody to do that, but most of what I do is for charity, and we do it for a good cause. I mean, you know, we're the only good guy against bad guys. That's basically what it is. So let everybody know we ain't killing nobody or trying to outdo nobody. So that's all it is, bro. You know, John, gonna come out. He gonna do what he gonna do, John. He got a hot temper. He controversial. You never know what he gonna say or what he gonna do. I mean, that's John.
What else you got on the card for it? What else?
Well, we got a bunch of young wrestlers. A lot of them, y'all, you ain't never seen. Y'all guys want to come out. You want to come out just like VIP fans. I got a lot of guys coming from Tennessee, a lot of guys in Dalton areas. I've been using over the you know, over the last 2 or 3 years, the young, good talent, you know, they come around, there's a bunch of them. Half of them ain't got no name, but I've been, you know, trying to get them out there and pushing them and teaching them the right way to work and, you know, be respectful to the business. Don't worry about wearing the belt. Don't worry about, you know, the guy that, you know, just what I learned from the old school, you know, have a good show. If I respect everybody and, you know, and just have a good show. The show is more important than the individual. You know, and so I think, you know, a lot of them got lost in the business. Now, just everybody, the guys, when we try to look out and take care of each other.
Go ahead, John. I know the Washington Bullets are on the card. I'm not sure who they're wrestling, but I haven't heard about any other specifics yet.
Yeah, but most guys, like I say, I could put it up on Facebook, but yeah, wouldn't nobody know who they are in this area. Basically, the show will be care about me, John. Mr. Hughes going to be there. Everybody know about Mr. Hughes. You know, the last $5 Grandma took. A lot of, like I say, young talent. Everybody will come. It's $10 donation. It's going to the homeless veterans. And I guarantee you have a good show. If you don't have a good show, you get $10 back. No doubt. I mean, you know, basically, the money going to home. We got a bunch of veterans out there. We did a show in Hayville a couple months ago. We got an army called VO. They got 26 beds, homeless veterans. You ain't got to have no ID or nothing. When they find you out, they'll bring you in. They'll give you a bed. And I'm going to tell you something about John Rocker. People don't know. John bought 4 houses. I'm going to tell you, 2 houses. He got 2 more. And he's been taking veterans off the street with his own money and putting them in. You know, so, I mean, that was amazing. I mean, you know, we're talking about John Rocker now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
It's hard to argue with that. The facts speak for themselves on that one.
Yeah, if I say I don't have to say no, I'm not. John's his own man. He's speaking for his own self. But, you know, my dealing with John, he's been a good friend of mine. We go to church together. I know this get weird and weird as it sounds, but you know, life changes people, you know, and you know, we all, you know, it's just what it is, brother. We throw a good call, and it's gonna be a great night. And y'all be seeing a lot more. We got a lot more stuff going on around the city. And like I said, if y'all guys will come out anytime, I can do a thing for you. Just let me know, because I love the business. We got one of the greatest business in the world.
I believe
if you
get the glasses off Mr. Hughes, you're going to have a better chance of winning. I think the power lies in the glasses. Get the shades off of him. I believe he's going to have this thing locked up.
Okay. Hey, man, and let me know, Washington Bullets, they're a great talent. They two great young talent, too. I like both of them. I like what they bring to the table. Young guys that, you know, I think they got a great future ahead of them.
Rocky,
well,
Goodman,
I know you were dying to ask some old school Georgia wrestling question. I know you're talking about it.
I am dying to ask about when you worked for Crockett Promotions, Rocky.
Okay,
what do you remember best about that time period? What's your fondest memories of working for Crockett?
Man, it was a great time. It was a great time in my career. You know, I think everybody knows the history. I came from South Carolina, poor young black guy. You know, nobody connecting in the business. I'm homeless in Atlanta. Watched around just like y'all guys did. Flair everybody. That was my dream. I came down here and just get active. And I got a story for you, brother. I got one for you. And this happened about 30 years ago, matter of fact. So I'm 31 now. It was 1982, 83. Florida Championship Wrestling. Eddie Graham gave me my first break, brother. I never forget, man. I had a car going to Florida. You know, I'm pretty girls down there. You know, working out. You know what I'm saying, brother. It's all good. And I get down there. He set me up in December, January. We, you know, he gonna give me my big push and everything. And he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
He killed himself. So that was introducing to the wrestling world. Now I had no idea of being that. I have a lot more friends. Please, I didn't mean to go there, but just what it is, you know, to die in the line of whatever you want to call it. But that was weird, man. But them days was great, man. They had different territories. You can go to all the young guys. You know, you got Texas, you got St. Louis, you got Florida, you got Midland. So you always had somewhere to go. And it was just this great time. It was just great. You know, you weren't making a lot of money. Everybody respected business. It was really good, man. You go places like Charlotte, North Carolina, do something. They got baseball, they got football and basketball. It wasn't nothing but wrestling there. It was the top dog, man. They treated us like, you know, baseball, basketball star. I mean, it was just off the chain. Greensboro, North Carolina. We were drawing $90,000 houses back in the '80s, early '80s. And I don't know what they're doing now, but you know, $90,000 house probably worth $500,000 house now, 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was great, man. We do TV Saturday morning, you know, we fly in, drive, whatever the deal was. Most of our driving, you know. But you do TV, and then that evening you go out to Columbus, Georgia, you know, Macon, or you fly to Philadelphia. I mean, it was great, man. I mean, I wouldn't have gave it for nothing in the world.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just also curious about what you thought about when you were put in the gimmick of being Little Richard Marley.
Well, okay. You know what, let me just, this is so funny. Teddy Long, me and Teddy been friends. So, say some of you too. Teddy, you do. And some of y'all guys, I know a lot of y'all than me, but y'all know y'all history because y'all know a lot about it. You know, you'd have the K-Face sheet back then. You know, the K-Face sheet. If you don't know, you look it up. It was like what y'all do now in the hotline wrestling. They get the sheet. They rate. They send it out to you. You pay for it. I didn't get the sheet. Me and Teddy going down the road. I'm going to Gainesville, going, I don't know, somewhere. And they go, he reading over. He said, man, wake up. Teddy, what you want, man? You reading that sheet again? Yeah, man, they going to name you Little Richard Marley this night. And I'm looking over at Teddy like, man, you know, he's wrong, man. What about the sheet, you know? And, you know, it was there. But this is the funny thing. Before that happened, I suppose became rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. Now, that's some history y'all boys didn't know. Yeah, but you know what, man? It was great. It was a time in my life where, I was on the edge like everybody else, like them days. You know, it was drugs. It was fast lane for us. You know, Magna got her in the pores. You know, we came to a point in the wrestling world where, like a couple guys said, we weren't living in the project no more. You know, we had nice houses. We had nice cars. You know, so we was living that life, man. We was living, man. I remember being on private jets. I mean, Ronnie Garvin, Jimmy Garvin, you had an airplane, brother. You know, I mean, we was living the life. It was stupid and crazy. But we were living a life, you know, dog come out of New York, he got $9,000 royalty check and you riding down the road with him. You know how much trouble you gonna get into? You can tell your dog a $90,000 royalty check in the middle of August sometime, you're like a broke. And you riding to New Orleans with him. Ooh. It might be a month when you get home. it was great, but I don't have no regret. I'm just, you know, all the stuff. I know y'all want to go to, but you go ahead and ask the question. I don't have no regret, and I'm not mad at nobody. And I had a great life, man. I had a great life from a little boy coming from South Carolina, homeless. I've been all around the world. I played golf with some of the top people world, and I do a lot of stuff for the homeless. I got my little ring. I wrestle when I feel like it, and, you know, it's just great. It's been good to me. It's been good to me. Great to me.
Well, given your history in the local scene, I'm sure you've probably wrestled in the Cobb Civic Center previously, or been involved in shows there at least, have you?
Yeah, you know what, a friend of mine brought it up to me last night too. He said last time I was there, he had the date on it, and it was 3,000 people. And I'm like, man, where y'all get all this junk from? But yeah, I've been there a few times. Can't remember.
I'm here to tell you right now, I just want to drink a beer and eat a fish plate and sit with Rocky King and talk.
Thank y'all guys. Won't y'all come down, you know, whatever. But next time I get a show, y'all come out and do a live promote edit or whatever. Hey, man, it's good to keep young guys like y'all in the business and to keep people. You know, we got a great business, you know. We got a great business. I think a lot of what doesn't happen to the business, guys selling people dreams that they know they can't deliver. And, you know, then the young guy gets frustrated, and then you know, they kind of get mad at the business. But it ain't the business. A lot of times the people you're dealing with in the business.
Yes, sir. Well, well, I want to thank you for calling, Rocky. Does anybody have any other questions for Rocky King before we let him go?
None that's going to get us out of here in 30 minutes, so I guess
amen. I'm afraid to start opening up any more cans of worms if we got other guests.
Well,
okay, guys.
We'll have you back next time you're having a show. Just let us know while you're calling again.
Thank you. God bless y'all. All of y'all have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, I guess we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Sugar Dunkerton.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins and Georgia Wrestling History's Larry Goodman. We are now being joined by Sugar Dunkerton. How are you doing tonight, Sugar?
Hola, everybody. It feels kind of good to be on the podcast. I had just got finished doing 13 hours to New Jersey. And then I did another 13 hours back. So I had, like, the greatest power nap ever. I was so about to miss your show. Thank God for a launch. Thank God.
I was just about to say, it's rare to talk to Sugar Duncan when he's not kicking somebody's head in, because you are a busy man.
too much. Like, my sleep has suffered for it. But, it's good. Like, a lot of things are getting really productive. And, I mean, this is what I asked for. This is what I wanted. So you can't look it in the mouth once you get it.
Right.
Well, speaking of, I'm guessing you were on the road to do some wrestling, probably for Resistance or Chikara or something.
This weekend, the way we've got it set up now is this weekend is going to be Resistance Pro on Friday, where we defend the tag team title for the first time, me and Aaron Effie. And we are the first ever, so that's kind of cool. Like, they can't take that away from us. It's pretty smooth.
The next day we're going to be doing some tag action at New Midwest Wrestling, which is also going to be in Illinois. And then we're going to be jetting over on Sunday to do the Jason Speed Memorial Tournament, which I'm very, very excited for. Like, I hate the circumstances, but, you know, I'm very excited to make the most of it given the circumstance.
Right. Well, most of the people involved with that show have some sort of history with Jason Speed and TNT or PWR or other previous incarnations. So what was your... What was your deal with that? When did you wrestle there, or what was your history with him?
I can say I was there as of the very first show. Me and Murder One were tagging at the time, and I was under the auspicious money-making gimmick known as Carl X at the time. And Larry Goodman's laughing somewhere, like on this. Like I hear him somewhere. It was a very, very different time, and that was back when it was NFWA. Like, I just remember being so excited because it was like, man, like, you know, I'm getting a rub elbow with, like, some serious talent at the time. And I think I can say I've been in every incarnation of Speedy's companies, no matter what's happened, because that's kind of when I was going through a real weird time where it's like people saw potential, but I wasn't very good. So, you know, and, like, I've documented a lot of interviews and podcasts before. It's like nobody really told me. No, it was very quick to tell me I suck, but nobody really sat me down and like, okay, this is what sucks. This is how you fix it. Because I'm very express about the fact I didn't have the best of training starting off. And Speedy, he was a great guy. He always gave me a chance, no matter what he had going on, whether I was good or bad or terrible gimmick, good gimmick, whatever. Like, he gave me a shot. And very, very, very great guy. And I just hate to hear the circumstances under which we're having this show. But, again, I'm going to make the most of it. Yeah.
And who is the third member with you and Epic?
I'm very happy about the team because it's Aaron Epic. He's going to be traveling with me. And he doesn't have history with Speedy, but, I mean, me and him are very close friends, and I mean, he wanted to put himself out there on the line too, if he knew I was going to be there. And then we're going to be teaming with Strychnine as well, who I've had my battles with back and forth at APW, and we've come to really, really respect each other. So it's kind of cool. I got a bit of a dream team of people I respect and enjoy being around. So. We're gonna put some boots to faces. It's gonna be fun, you know. We're gonna move some furniture.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to pick you boys as the odds-on favorite at this point. I think that's a strong outfit you put together.
Hey man, like, you know, stranger things have happened as far as it goes. Like I feel the funniest part of it is gonna be if we can get Strychnine. Well, I don't think he'd be opposed to it. It's just, you know, I think the music choice is going to be really crazy that night because, you know, like, I mean, you know, Strychnine coming out to the Glow Shotters theme or me coming out to, like, some hard rock or something like that. You know, it's just going to be weird no matter how it goes. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be awesome.
There's got to be some metal version of Sweet Georgia Brown floating around somewhere.
To YouTube. I will find it. Or if somebody wants to volunteer that song, like, before this show gets going, you know, I'm with you. I got $2 and a hot dog for you if you can make it happen. Let's do that.
$2 and a hot dog?
That's standard indie wrestler. That's standard indie wrestler pay. Like, as far as I know, like, let's make it happen.
Well, Sugar, you may have an advantage, not only because you're teaming with your regular tag team partner, but you also, in Chikara, you are part of a team of three, I believe, isn't it? The Throwbacks, or are you still with them?
I feel like I'm recapping a soap opera. Okay, used to be with the Throwbacks. Then there was a new member that was added, Mr. Touchdown, a football-related character.
Right.
And around that time, I had to step away for some personal reasons, and then personal reasons turned into, ouch, I broke my arm.
Yeah.
So I had to stay out a little bit longer than anticipated. And when I came back, there wasn't a spot waiting for me. So I was kind of out there drifting. And then the GM of Chikara, Wayne Robinson, came up with this new math system known as Chikarbermetrics. And basically he takes, like, the win-loss records and algorithms and things, and he pretty much paired people with people. So imagine if, like, Vince just said one day,
you know, I'm just going to start taking the numbers of the wrestlers that we got going on, and we're just going to make some teams out of it. People are going to start teaming, which was crazy because it put people who didn't necessarily want to be together together. You know, it's like, what's a good example of something that wouldn't have worked out? It's like all of a sudden, like, Dolph Ziggler and John Cena have to be a team together all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's basically what your Carbometrics is. So I got thrown into the longest running heel stable in the company, which is Fist. I still don't know what it means. Don't ask me. And so now I run with Chuck Taylor, Johnny Gargano, and Icarus. And the three of them hate my guts, and I hate their guts. But we're trying to make it work. I got an awesome singlet out of the deal. I found out I look real good in purple.
At least they're not hitting you. I'd rather live in a world where Johnny Gargano was not hitting me.
It's way overblown. Just watch for the super kicks. He throws like 15 every match. It's okay. No, but seriously, like him, I forgot what match it was. He held the record at CZW for like the indoor super kick record. I think he did like 32 in one match. Like, you know, HBK was just somewhere just like, oh my god, somewhere. He's like, my finish. Why? You know, so, yeah. Try again, I'll shout out to you, wherever you are. Yeah.
You mentioned having a new singlet for that. One question that I've had, I was at Resistance a few months ago, and I don't know how in the world either you especially, given what you're used to wearing in the ring, and you still do wear under your under your jumpsuit, how does Epic wrestle with one sleeve on and one sleeve off?
From the very night that we started doing that gimmick, it's like that's just how he wore it. Like, I didn't ask any questions. He looked kind of scary when it was on. I mean, he's my friend, but he can be a bit scary at times. So, you know, I wanted to ask him why are you wearing it like that, but he just looked a little perturbed. I don't know if it was the car ride or he was just getting ready. So I never asked any questions. And it works for him. Honestly, in the tag title match, I kind of wish I did the same thing because I had kind of like a wardrobe malfunction moment where, like, you know, it was getting really, really hot. You know, I had been bell to bell about, like, 18 minutes at that time. So, like, I tried to just pull my top off and just let it hang. But then I realized I'm lacking this thing called, like, muffin top. So I wouldn't have been able to keep, you know. A muffin top would have allowed me to have that hanging up. You know, or at least more body mass. But then it just kept falling down. And then before you know it, it's like around my ankles. But the thing is, like, it wouldn't just fall off because it was stuck around the ankles of my shoes. So I had to keep pulling it up real awkwardly towards the finish. I mean, the match is out now on Beyond Wrestling's YouTube channel and on Resistance Pro's YouTube channel. So you'll see what I'm talking about. I was still very valiant. I was still showing fire, though. I was still showing fire. That's the thing as a babyface. If you have a malfunction, you better be firing while you're having it. You know, let's do that.
And with coming out, you know, as the prisoner gimmick, were you meant to be the good guys the whole time, or did the crowd just adopt you?
We were meant to be the good guys the whole time. Actually, it was a pretty funny story how we got into that gimmick. I think Larry knows this a little from talks we've had. I've never been a fan of somebody's skin color being their gimmick first. You know, like their gimmick is centered around your race. And if it is, it needs to be something very intriguing because, like, stereotypes kind of annoy me. Like they really annoy me in a way. And at first, Resistance wasn't interested in, like, using me as a wrestler. I felt like I was having an anarchy situation all over again. And then what ended up happening was they called me. They saw some tapes on my work. And they were like, hey, you know, we need to go ahead and we need to make this work for you. And I got a great idea that we can do it. I'm like, all right. I'm rubbing my hands. I'm on the other end of the phone. I'm like, all right, what's this genius idea that we got coming? That's cooked up from the mind of the Baron Brothers and Billy Corgan over there, the man who came up with 1979 at our door. I'm like, all right. And then he's like, we're going to make you and Epic prisoners with the full jumpsuits and everything. So I had like a moment. I had like a New Jack moment. Like, I invoked the spirit of New Jack for a second. And there was so many words that were running through my mind at the moment. But I'm like, I'm going to let him finish. I'm not going to Kanye West him. And
when he told me about it, I fell in love with it because he was like, you know, he got the inspiration from Cool Hand Luke and Shawshank Redemption and The Longest Yard. Well, like, the prisoners are lovable. Like, they're good people. Even though they've done bad stuff, they're good people. They make you want to root for them. And the warden is evil. And I don't think that's ever been translated in a ring before. So we were like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and give it a shot, see what we can make of it. And the first night, you know, we told the right story in the ring, and things just really played up. And by the end of it, I mean, they were giving us a real huge reception by the end of the match, and they were chanting for our team, and they completely got it. Like, they got it. And it's something very unique, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I really enjoy where this is going, and I think there's going to be a lot more twists and turns along the way. Plus, it got to show a less cartoony side of things that I can do, which has been kind of a goal of mine for the past year or so, to show that I can not only be entertaining, but I can also get it done in a serious manner, too. So it's been a real blessing. I've been enjoying it so far, except for the suit. It's really hot. But I'll find a way.
I will never forget you saying that you spend 23 hours a day in cell that's too short for you to stand up in and too narrow to sit down.
I'm serious. The greatest compliment that I think I got from that promo that night was like, I know you've never done a day in jail, but by the end of the promo, you made me wonder. Like, you made me wonder if you were lying to me or something. And I was like, you know, you hear stories, and sometimes it's not even really being in that life experience. It's just knowing or comparing it to something that you can do it with, and it's still drawing the same kind of feeling. And that's one of the things I really like about what I do in this kind of art form. And it's the subtleties, it's the details, man. It's like, if you can make people just forget for a second about your background or who you are or the fact that, you know, I ever dribbled a basketball in the first place, and, like, I tweet inane, crazy things on a regular basis and really make people think that, you know, I did some time somewhere very, very serious, then I got to call that a win. And I think it's really cool, man. Like, it's really cool. And it's like, I'm glad I didn't decide to get in my own way and not try it at the very least. It's like if Denzel said no to Training Day. You know, who knows what he would have did. But I'm serious. After he did it, I mean, looked at all the stuff he got to do after that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Sugar, do you have any – you mentioned all the shows you're doing this weekend. Of course, Sunday, the Speed Memorial. What do you have coming up after that?
Well, after the Jason Speed Memorial, the big thing is going to be February the 2nd, 2013. It's going to be National Pro Wrestling Day. Very excited about this. In Japan, they're known for doing, like, large festivals where they have a bunch of companies come together, and they have, like, an all-day festival with every company having a match representing, you know. And it lasts, like, all day. And just everybody congregates. It's free. People sell their wares, you know, all good stuff. So it's finally happening, like, here in America. And they've got 25 different companies that are coming together. Each one is going to have their own match. There's going to be an afternoon card, and there's going to be an evening card. I believe we're part of the afternoon card representing Beyond Wrestling. And they're going to be at 1 and at 7 p.m. respectively. National Pro Wrestling Day is the website. Also, it is available online on the internet if you were trying to stream it from smartmarkvideo.com. They just recently got into the iPay-per-view thing. I'm very excited. I mean, if you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, it's free. So, you know, you're going to see Ring of Honor, Resistance, Beyond, Chikara. We got CW Mid-Atlantic coming through to do some stuff. Quest, AAW, AIW. Like, they're covering a lot of bases as far as the indie goes. And I love the synergy of this. Like, it's great to see something like this happening. It's really progressive. So I'm looking very forward to going ahead and handle business on that.
Do you know who your match is against, or is it a tag team match?
It is a tag team match. It's going to be me and Aaron Epic, collectively known as the KOA. Don't forget the hashtag. Versus Eric Corvus and Chris Dickinson. So we're looking to try and blow it away. And the cool thing about this kind of thing is when you got so many companies that are sharing that kind of card, everybody wants to have the blow-away match. Like, you want your company to be the one that everybody talks about by the end of your card. And we're sharing a card with Ring of Honor. We're sharing a card with one of the Chikara affiliates on there, AIW. I mean, there's some heavy hitters on the afternoon card that we're on. And we want to make sure that we're the last thing that everybody's talking about, no matter what's going on. So, like, we're definitely going to do what we can to turn it up. It's going to be wild. That's the best I can tell you. That, and also wanted to give a shout-out to Alternative Pro Wrestling. My heart is still kind of there, and I have been popping up there a lot more recently. Actually did a whole 3 weeks' worth of shows. Yay, me. And I'm going to continue to pop in and do some more work with them. They recently opened up a Facebook, and I've got to say the shows have been getting really good. They just added a new Tron, and they started running vignettes as of the last show I was at. I still think it's the best quality wrestling week to week that you can get. So if you can find a way to the Royston Arena, however you do it, it's worth checking out, very much so.
All right, Sugar. Well, thanks for calling, and we look forward to seeing you this Sunday at the Jason Speed Memorial.
Most definitely. I did have one more thing I wanted to mention about the Speed Memorial,
sure.
If you don't mind. Definitely worth coming to see Gainesville, Georgia. You got a lot of different collections of talent there that are going to be doing everything that they possibly can to honor somebody who is a really good man in this business, and it's unfortunate how he went. It hurts. Almost every year you have somebody so close disappearing, and, I mean, the business can be kind of weird like that. I'm really hoping everybody can make it out if you're able to be there, because it's one thing when a show is being held, but when heart is put into a show, it takes it to a completely different level, and I really think there's going to be a lot of heart that's going to be spilled for this particular show, so I don't think it's worth you missing if you're able to go ahead and do that. So Pro Wrestling Resurrection on Facebook.com. Find out more info about it. Be there. Experience it. It's going to be a time. And, Jason, we miss you. We love you. Thanks, you guys, for having me so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye. And we have standing by the voice of reason, Chuck Porterfield, who has been known to do some commentary in Anarchy Wrestling and PCW, but this weekend he will be refereeing the main event between the Demigod Mason and the Revelation Shane Marks, which is a rematch from Sacred Ground Chapter 3, where Mason retained the title, but now Shane Marks is the champion. Chuck, how are you tonight?
I am fantastic. You know, I think I maybe have even been known to do commentary for Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, too, which I know you've got your conflicts of interest. So you don't want to put it over too much, but a lot of people are having fun with your promotion, Jonathan, so you should be proud of that.
Well, thanks for being part of it. I'll let Professor Morte know that you said some kind things about it.
Well, yeah, I don't want him casting any spells on me, so I really appreciate that. But you're right. The reason I wanted to call is because of this match we have Saturday in Porterdale, Georgia. Porterdale is just a fantastic place, and they are so good to everybody in PCW, and they're just a wonderful crowd. And I know that as important as this match is for us, it will be equally important for them. They were there in full force for Sacred Ground Chapter 3, where they saw Mason, of course, defend his PCW title, but also then take the Empire title away from the Revelation Shane Marks. And then just a few weeks later, they saw the strange turn of events with Shane Marks in his guise of the Fifth Column pulling a fast one on Mason and making him tap out. So that he lost his title. So I know that this upcoming match is going to be very personal for all of the combatants. Mason, of course, is a tough man, as he demonstrated at Sacred Ground Chapter 3. You guys were there. You saw the not just rivers of blood. It was like Niagara Falls coming from that man's forehead to fight through and win that title. But, you know, also listening to the show last week, we know that, you know, there's a lot of people in the state of Georgia that recognize PCW as being a great promotion, and likewise they recognize Shane Marks as being a great wrestler. So while I know some people maybe sometimes find his tactics a little underhanded, he wants to be known as the best wrestler in the best promotion. And so this is going to be a heck of a show that these guys are going to put on, and they both want that title. They both want that recognition. And so I think personally, for me to have the opportunity to be the referee in such a tremendous matchup between two athletes who I personally respect a great deal in different ways, that this is going to be one hell of a show. And if you're looking for a great time on Saturday and you want to see a great wrestling match, then Porterdale, Georgia, Platinum Championship Wrestling is where you need to be, 6 p.m. bell time. And it's going to be a heck of a show.
Now, Chuck, you've seen this feud evolve from a lot of different angles. And now, standing there as the referee, with it being the blood feud that it is, you've got to know that there's going to be a lot you have to keep under wraps in that match. How do you go about preparing for something like that?
Well, you know, I'm in sort of a unique position because I make no bones about my previous association with the Empire. And at the time, I felt like it was the absolute right thing for me to do. I thought it was the best thing professionally for me to be aligned with them. But, you know, likewise, I also recognize that Stephen Platinum took a big chance with me and, you know, allowed me to be in the position I'm in. And so, you know, when I'm in a match like this, you know, you guys have seen me. When I step up to that ring, I wipe my feet off, and that's not just to show respect for the ring and for that area of combat that these men are going to be fighting in. It's also to show that, you know, my personal history isn't important here. We're putting that aside. That doesn't matter. And so, you know, I personally just try to work on my cardio in the gym so I can try to keep up with these guys, because I know that they are going to try to have a physically demanding matchup, and I'm not quite as trim as those fellas are, so I gotta try to keep up with them. But I mean, physically, that's what I do. Mentally, I just, you know, make sure that I work work with them to know that the rules of engagement and to do what I can to, you know, call it right down the middle as best as I can. There's the challenge that I have to put my status as a fan aside for this kind of thing and just go out there and do my job. But it should be a pretty fascinating event, that's for sure.
Chuck, real quick, I'm just curious, how do you do different things for PCW, and you've done some camera work as well as commentary for Anarchy, and as you mentioned, you've done commentary for Monstrosity. But of the various things you've done in a relatively short period of time in wrestling here in Georgia, do you have a preference? Do you like refereeing? Do you like doing commentary? Do you like doing behind-the-scenes stuff?
Oh, man, that's not a question I was prepared to answer. But honestly,
well,
I mean,
if you want to think on it for a little while and call another time.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's one thing I can talk about is myself, so that's not a big problem. But, you know, I just love the professional wrestling business. You know, it's unlike anything else I've ever worked in. You know, I've got to, you know, to pay the mortgage with the corporate gig, and it's a totally different kind of world of politics, but just, I don't know, all the unusual characters that you engage in wrestling, and the, you know, just the panache that goes with it. I don't know if I can pick a favorite thing, because I just try to, although I'm sure the people at Anarchy can tell you I'm not the best camera operator in the world, but I think besides that, I try to be the best at whatever I'm doing, and I know I've got a long way to go on all of those accounts, but I've had tremendous mentors for commentary. Getting to work with Shane Mackey and PCW, and especially working with Stephen Platinum, he just taught me so much about wrestling in general. But also, you know, in my time in Empire, I got to very close with the Honorable Jeff G. Bailey, and a lot of people don't think you can get close to that man. But if you show that you love professional wrestling, then he is open to you, and he'll teach you quite a bit. And so I like to think that anything I can contribute to the business is positive. And so whether I have a preference or not, I don't know. It kind of maybe it just depends on the promotion and it depends on the time. But I know I specifically told the promoters I want to referee this match between Shane and Mason, because I don't want any funny business. I don't want anything going on. I want to make sure that they have the best referee available, and I think on that day with the resources that are available, I feel like I'm gonna be the best there. So I get to be right there and get the best seat for the action, so it'll be great, you know.
Yeah, well, Chuck, normally I would wish the competitors luck, but given the circumstances and the distractions you're sure to face from Miss Rachel and the rest of Shane Marks' Empire cohorts, I wish you luck in officiating this match and not being distracted and calling it down the middle and hopefully not getting hurt in the process.
Yeah, she certainly wears some outfits that are distracting. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but she's got some curves. It won't quit, but... And you know, also, we're going to have guys like Chip Day and Siler Cross and Supernatural, who is just hugely popular with the PCW crowd out there, and the Porterdale people love Supernatural. They love those guys. So it should be a pretty hard-hitting, good show. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll get to see you gentlemen there too.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling. It is time to wrap things up, and Raw's 20th anniversary show is coming on. People didn't know that, so I'm going to go watch it. But thanks again, Chuck, and thanks for Larry Goodman for hanging out and being part of the show. A few quick things. I don't know. I think we touched on most of the major shows happening this weekend, but there's another one called Classic Pro Wrestling at Heard County High School in Franklin, which is making its debut, and it's got quite a card. Johnny Swinger and Rob Adonis are, I believe, in the main event. Fred Yehi is taking on CB Suave. Kyle Matthews is taking on Tommy Daniels, or what's his name now? Pinterelli?
Or Pinterelli, if he's going by that. I've seen it both ways here recently.
Yeah. Chip Day is part of that. Josh Storm. So, another great show on Saturday from what I can tell, a brand new promotion. Do you know anything about this one, Larry?
Is that Mark Grayson?
I do believe it is.
It may be.
I'm pretty sure that's Grayson.
Okay, that was something I didn't know. I saw it on Facebook and knew it was something I'd never heard of. So it looks like a great show, and I mean, he's known for putting on some good shows in the past for the memorials for his son and all that. So I guess that's how he was able to get the talent that he got. But also on Saturday, for those in Atlanta, there's a Lucha Libre stand-up comedy show that Vinny Bucci from the Regular Guy Show on Rock 100.5 is, I think, put together. And it's at a place called the Basement Theater. Tickets are $10. And I guess it's just a wrestling-themed comedy show. And Matt Sells is not part of it, as far as I know.
Makes perfect sense.
So, lots of wrestling.
Also, Rampage, of course, will be having their usual Sunday show in Warner, for those in the Warner Robins Macon area. They're having a Rampage Rumble. Kyle Matthew takes on Vordell Walker for the TV title on that show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to shake a stick at. If you can't get north, then get south.
And there are plenty of other shows. Go to gwhnews.com. where Larry Goodman has compiled a list of every wrestling show in Georgia, probably.
Ever.
And actually, we should give credit to Rich Tate for that list. That's a task I would not want, and Rich Tate does a fantastic job of keeping that up.
Okay. Then Rich Tate gets credit for that. All right, well, that's it. Thanks again. We'll be back next Monday at 7 p.m.
Listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.